This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes, Travis Matthews back here at Carlinville High School. Under the lights, on the turf here tonight for boys soccer action between the Cavaliers and the Lancers. Let's give you the starting lineups. First for Lincolnwood here tonight. Your defenders will be senior Levi Weir, junior Braden Whalen, sophomore Reese Lohman, and senior Luke Webb. The midfielders, Wyatt Kistner, a junior, sophomore Kate Johnson, and sophomore Mason Stauder. The forwards for Lincolnwood, Austin Thornton, a sophomore, Elijah Allman, a junior, and Ian Keller, a freshman. And the keeper for the Lancers is Gabe Armentrout, a sophomore. For the Carlinville Cavaliers, midfielders, Levi Udinski, a senior, Matt Dunn, a sophomore, Peyton Brown, a sophomore, Nick Rainey, a junior, Brody Harris, a junior, and Matt Ryer is a junior as well. Defensively, you'll have Ian Bethard and Asher Barbary. Both are juniors. And the forwards, Triton Park, a senior, Tyler Summers, a sophomore. The keeper for Carlinville is Will Meyer. And it will be Lincolnwood in the all-white look here tonight. Orange numerals on the front of the white jerseys tonight. For Carlinville, they've got the black shorts and then the purple jerseys and the purple socks in recognition of INAD research here this evening. So they're raising money for the local Relay for Life chapter, which runs through the American Cancer Society, and also bringing awareness to INAD here tonight in this soccer game between Carlinville and Lincolnwood, kicking for a cure. And here we go. Carlinville will touch first, and they are moving backwards right away.
And Carlinville's in a 4-4-2 to start. That's four defenders, four midfielders, and two forwards.
Handling out near midfield is Triton Park. He is an elite goal scorer along with Levi Udinski. Left foot handle out there near sideline for Ryer. And now here's Park. Had it poked away momentarily by Braden Whalen. Now they're fighting, jockeying out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in for Lincolnwood. And, of course, if you watched football here at Carlinville, Travis, you'll have to forgive yourself. The big, bold white line means nothing here in this soccer game.
That's right. Soccer field's a little bit wider, so they're playing all the way out to the blue lines at the edge of the turf.
Lincolnwood handling midfield, then losing possession and picked up, and now onto the foot of Levi Udinski. He leaves it middle, but it's kicked away there. I think that was Kate Johnson, perhaps, who got his foot on it. And Lincolnwood doesn't have possession for long, is right back onto the foot of Udinski on the far side of the field now. He will lead it forward for Rainey. Rainey into the 18. His cross is cleared out of there and picked up by Lincolnwood. They will move into the middle of the field onto the foot of Stauder. Mason leaves it back far side, but too far, and it's going to be tracked down by Carlinville and Brody Harris. The lead pass might have just scooted on that turf a little more than he thought, Travis.
Yeah, and Carlinville right now is playing in that 4-4-2, and Lincoln was playing a 4-3-3. So Carlinville's got a man advantage in the midfield, and I think it's really showing right now. You can just tell there's more purple shirts in the middle of the field.
That is Udinski on the handle right now, working around two Lincolnwood defenders. Got tripped up. That'll be a foul there on Stauder.
Carlinville going quick.
And they barely got that ball set down before they were in motion. Summers leaves it across off the right foot into the 18. Gets all the way
Dangerous
into the goalie
ball.
Box. And the goalkeeper, Armentrout, is diving and slashes it away. Cleared out near midfield. And that was dangerous.
Yeah, it was a tremendous ball played in and a great save by Armentrout.
And I would think as a keeper, Travis, sometimes it's nothing. And then a play like that, it's like, oh.
It's absolutely. It takes probably the number one skill of a keeper's bravery.
Throw in for Lincolnwood on the far sideline. Both benches on the far sideline here for this soccer match. As handling near midfield was Udinski. He leaves it off now for Barbary. His midfield pass was deflected away momentarily by the Lancers. Nice play on the ball there by Wyatt Kistner. And possession to Lincolnwood momentarily, but Thornton couldn't corral for long as it was picked up by Tyler Summers. Then his lead pass was deflected away, but the ball's loose and picked up by Carlinville just outside the 18. A shot put on goal by Barbary, but it's saved easily by Gabe Armentrout.
Yeah, Carlinville's had the run of play early on, probably, again, like 80% possession. Lincolnwood needs to settle the ball and find some feet.
40-minute halves here. We have played not quite 3 minutes, no score. As it will be a throw-in for Lincolnwood right near midfield. They will push it down that far sideline, but it's kicked out of there by Carlinville, then played out of bounds by Lincolnwood, and it'll be Cavalier ball on the throw-in. We were here last spring for a soccer match, and at that point, there had never been a football game on this turf field. It's busy now, though.
One of the things we just saw there, Tim, that you'll see from the Cavaliers, you don't see from a lot of teams, they're comfortable playing the ball back to their keeper's feet. He's not allowed to pick it up with his hands. So you've got to have a goalkeeper who's also a soccer player. And Will Meyer is certainly that. He's grown up playing a lot out in the field. They converted him to keeper, and it's been a great move for them.
Cavaliers lose it there as they let it too far. It'll be a throw-in for Lincolnwood, and that does take a certain amount of guts,
yes.
I guess, to be able to play the ball back to your keeper like that.
So many teams, they just want to go forward, forward, forward. And again, Carmel's very comfortable. If it means they can keep the ball, they'll go backwards.
Throw in for Lincolnwood. And Travis, I guess maybe is that what can make a team like Carmel tough is they're going backwards. You're thinking they're going backwards. Then all of a sudden, they're going forward.
No, they pull
quickly.
You in. They pull you in, exactly. And that's the whole idea is they're going to lull you to sleep. They're going to pull you in, and then they're going to strike quickly the other way. And also, the whole idea behind possession is that you have to have the ball to score. So if you keep it, the other team doesn't have it.
Yeah, you can't score if you don't have the ball.
That's right.
About 4 minutes gone by here, opening half. Kicking for a cure here tonight, Carletonville and Lincolnwood. All the money raised tonight to the local Relay for Life chapter.
Nice move by Barbary.
Get online and make your donation to your local Relay for Life chapter. All runs to the American Cancer Society. That ball played in by Lincolnwood, but right to Will Meyer. He will throw it lead pass out near sideline to Tyler Summers, and Summers has his pocket picked by Thornton, and Thornton leaves it a little bit too far for his intended target. I think that was Stauder there, but Stauder fighting hard for possession and keeps it for Lincolnwood. He's battling with Summers over there. And it's going to be Summers who wins the battle, but then it works out of bounds, and that was a nice one-on-one battle right there.
Yeah, Elijah Allman, he kind of makes things go for Lincolnwood up top. He's a big physical kid, and he's tough to keep under wraps.
And he has scored a lot of goals.
He's their leading goal scorer, yeah.
Got some elite goal scorers in this game with Allman for Lincolnwood, and then Park and Udinski for Carletonville. And Park was loose momentarily. He was playing that ball ahead of his foot, and a good job. I think that was Braden Whalen who got back and cut him off. Now Park, a long throw, and is going to find us all the way into the goalie box and picked up there by Armin Trout. A high left-footed kick. Going to bounce right at midfield, played off there by Lincolnwood a little bit too far as Summers cleared it back off the back of Thornton's head, I think. He's able to corral. But it's Carletonville back with possession. Their pass is going to come all the way across the field, and good hustle back by Kate Johnson. Check that by Matt Ryer to keep possession for Carletonville.
Ryer's a kid who took a year off to play golf last year and came back to the team. And I know Tim's talked a lot about how much he's improved. I'm real happy to have him back.
You know, that was one of the things about all that COVID season last year. Some kids did get the opportunity to maybe play some sports they wouldn't have otherwise played.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Udinski handling at midfield. He will play it back onto the foot of Matt Dunn. Dunn with his left will play it ahead across midfield. Picked
great
up
ball.
There by Park. Lead pass for Udinski. Levi is loose inside the 18. Left-footed strike over the crossbar.
It's a great ball in by Park and a good left-footed strike by Udinski. There's not a lot to complain about there.
And when you're a goal scorer like Udinski, Travis, did he know as soon as that left his foot that it was sailing high?
He might have. He might have. I can tell you this. A good goal scorer is like that, though. He just wants the next one.
That's right. So Armin Trout, how's it set up? And that was really our first great scoring chance of the night. And it will be Wyatt Kistner to come and put his right foot to it. Going to be cut off short there by Carletonville. That was Rainey who knocked it down. And Carletonville with possession here on their offensive side. Barbary lost the handle and is picked up there by the Lancers and Elijah Allman. Allman now going to play it down deep. Can the Lancers get to it and keep it in play? No. It just sailed out of bounds as unable to track it down was Austin Thornton. So we played about 8 minutes so far. Travis, no score. Your early thoughts on what we've seen?
Well, I think it's kind of what we expected so far. A great example is that ball played by Allman there. Probably a longer pass than you've seen anything Carletonville do. Lincolnwood's more willing to take that risk with that big pass, and maybe they lose it. Carletonville still just connecting the shorter passes.
Dunn plays it back to the keeper, Meyer. He kicks it out short, and it's going to be out of bounds. I think it'll be a throw-in for Lincolnwood. And by Lincolnwood, I mean Carletonville. As they will play it back to Will Meyer. On that far side of the field, Carlinville still with possession. Played it in the middle. Picked up there by Lincolnwood and Kistner. He'll put his right foot to it. And a nice left-footed kick out there. I think that was Matt Dunn as that ball was ticketed on goal. But Matt Dunn was able to knock it down.
Yeah, a nice play by Dunn to save it from going out for a corner kick as well. One of the things you'll notice here, even in the difference in the way they play goal kicks, we watched Lincolnwood play it deep and play it as big as they can. Carnival's just going to play it right out to their center back here to Ian, and they're going to play short.
Beathard now will drive it far side out near midfield. Picked up there by Brown, but then Lincolnwood able to knock it away from Peyton, and the Lancers on the attack now into the offensive end. That ball jarred loose and taken away. I think that was Peyton Brown who just took it right off the foot that time. Now on that far sideline again, Carlinville able to take it away from Lincolnwood. They got a little bit of a run out here. That is Udinski. Nice move. Put his defender on the ground. Lets it fly, and it's deflected out. Nice save by Armantrout.
Yeah, Udinski's been trouble early on. Great save by Armantrout, though.
Boy, and as the keeper, that has to be very unsettling to see Levi Udinski with a full head of steam.
And Armantrout's young, but a lot of times you'll see in a situation like that, you'll see your keeper come out with some choice words for his defenders, trying to get him a little bit more organized.
So we'll get a corner kick for Carlinville. Yeah, if everything goes right for the keeper, they don't have to do anything.
Right, yeah, that's an ideal game for them.
A corner on the far side of the field, played middle, header attempt no, knocked down, played off the left foot by Udinski, a slow roller, picked up easily by Gabe Armantrout. He will roll out now with his left foot, booms it down the field. Deflected down there by Dunn, but played up by the Lancers. But right back onto the foot of Carlinville it goes. Here's Barbary. Plays it up near side to Ryer. Ryer's lead pass kept in play barely by Park, but nope, then off his foot out of bounds. Lincolnwood played that to the middle of the field, deflected away easily by Barbary as Carlinville on the attack now. Played back middle. Lancers have it on their foot. Lead pass ahead.
That's a great ball. Thornton's got speed, too.
He's got a run out. Oh, a great get back by Carlinville right there on the hustle to thwart the shot attempt.
Yeah, Lancers play it right back in.
Played middle. Deflected away. Another chance for Thornton momentarily, but Dunn was able to knock it down. Now Thornton has it blasted out of there back towards midfield onto the foot of Udinski. Levi Udinski, he's going to play down middle, headed right out of there, and that was a good play by the Lancers as Park might have gotten behind the defense if not for that header by Whalen right there. Here's Barbary. Some nice handles out there at midfield, working around a couple of different Lancers, but then loses possession as Mason Stauder came from behind and took it loose. Now the ball is played up to Thornton, and Thornton is loose. He's into the box, but could not get much on that shot. And Will Meyer with the easy save.
Seeing a little bit more out of Lincolnwood now in the attack. They're getting a little bit more settled in and winning some more balls in the midfield.
They do seem to be a little more aggressive here in the last few moments. As that ball is driven down by Levi Weir. Going to be kept in, yes, by Thornton with the great use of the head there. I think he was surprised it stayed in.
It certainly looked like it.
Like, oh,
looks like we got a handball call on Carlinville, so it'll be a free kick here for Lincolnwood.
28 minutes to go, first half, no score. Kicking for a cure here tonight in Carlinville. All the money raised will go to the local Relay for Life chapter. Wyatt Kistner plays it deep into the box, and Will Meyer elevates and snatches it out of midair.
Good save by Meyer.
Onto the foot of Park. He almost overran the ball that time and loses possession. Picked up by Lincolnwood. Lancers now. Still with possession here. Not anymore. Taken away by Carlinville. Played back middle. But the Lancers have it back. Nearing the 18, but taken away by the Cavvies. Here's Matt Dunn. Plays it up far side. They tried the return pass right back to Dunn, but it was taken away. Good battle there on the Lincolnwood side of the field. Played in by Carlinville. But the Lancers able to hustle back. To midfield, but Park able to cut it off. He plays middle to Udinski. Lead pass up, far side of the field. Centering pass, deflected away onto the foot of Beathard, but kicked out of there by Kistner. He's able to get back and rebound.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes in, and I don't know how much longer this game will go without a Carbonville goal the way it's going.
They are just kind of peppering.
Knocking on the door.
Offensive end.
Absolutely.
They really are.
Yep.
It'll be a throw-in here for Triton Park. As Triton will throw it in towards the goalie box, but it's deflected out, and it's going to be Lincoln Wood possession.
The Lincoln Wood defenders are doing a great job right now, stepping in front of the ball and winning it. Their problem is trying to link up through the midfield. Anything that they try to pass through the midfield, Carbonville's numbers there are just taking and stealing the ball and coming right back at them.
And we have seen so far exactly what you said we were going to see, and that is high possession for Carthenville, as Lincoln Wood has not had the possession time anywhere close to what Carthenville has had here in the early going. Here's Tyler Summers. He leads it off for Ryer now. Into the corner it goes, and the corner post is taken down by Levi Weir.
That's still in. Ball's still in.
They were both kind of just looking down at the ball, waiting for it to roll a little bit further, I guess.
And the corner post, the corner flag, corner post is in play. And so as long as it hits it and bounces back in, that ball's still alive.
Levi Weir goes and puts the post back into place. So for Lincoln Wood now, with 25 and a half minutes to play in the first half here, no score. They will have possession as Weir drives it down the field, but deflected away by Udinski. Picked up by Kistner, but deflected back away by Udinski. Boy, and Levi Udinski just seems to always be around the ball.
He's runs the show for them in the middle of the field, definitely.
Here's Kistner, tried to play it, but it went right underneath his foot. Now it's into the possession of Carthenville and Udinski. Udinski working around a couple of Lancer defenders. He will pull it back now towards midfield. He'll play it across middle, softly deflected away by Lincoln Wood. Carnville able to retreat, though, and they've got possession right back. That ball's deflected out. It'll be a quick throw-in for Lincoln Wood. But they couldn't maintain the possession as the throw-in got too deep, and Carnville able to kick it out. It'll be another throw-in for Lincoln Wood. Lancers in the offensive end here. Played middle, corralled by Whalen. Here's Kistner, keeps it in. He will play it deep, far sideline. And it's going to be out of bounds. And who's going to have possession here?
Yeah, Lancer's just struggling to find that pass into the 18 to find Aumann or find Thornton to be able to get them that shot on goal.
We've played 16 minutes. And the pace of play has been controlled by Carthenville. Here in the early stages, throw in for Lincoln Wood. In the middle of the 18 there, but deflected right out. But when you're playing a style like Carthenville does, if you're Lincoln Wood, the patience and the frustration, it's got to be hard not to get frustrated.
And the longer we go, you know, the depth of the two teams starts to come into play too. Lincoln Wood chasing that ball, it makes you tired. And so if you're not deep and you're not subbing enough, second half you could see a big difference.
Like, no one's ever as tired on offense, you know.
That's right.
Like, everyone's
That's
limping
right.
on defense, but yep. Oh, the ball's loose. I'm ready. Here come the Cavies. Midfield to Udinski. Lead pass now. Cronville's got numbers if they hustle, but look at the retreat by Lincolnwood to hustle back and stop the fast break opportunity. And now it's put on goal, but right to Armentrout for the easy save.
Yeah, great job by the Lancers, as you said. It could have been a 3-on-2, and all of a sudden three white shirts showed up, and the Cavies were numbers down.
Midfield played there by Carthenville and Asher Barbary. They will leave it back now far side of the field, back middle onto the left foot of Barbary. On the dribble now, here comes Carthenville working towards the 18. A lead pass. That is Ryer. Can he track it down? Yes, but he cannot keep it in play.
That's good hustle by Matt Ryer.
Did all he could. Just ran out of real estate there.
Those are the type of passes, though, that between the outside back and the center back, when you have a team like Lincolnwood who's happy to sit back and make you break them down, it's those angled passes that you have to run onto. That's how you're going to get past them.
Lincolnwood will play it short here, but Kistner leaves it back middle. He dumps it off to Donnie Doherty, who's just checked in. He's a freshman. And you know you're a freshman, Travis, when you've got a different colored number on your jersey than everybody else.
Let's see what we can do about getting him a different jersey.
Here's Lincolnwood in the 18 here. But then the ball's forced out. They're going to chip it in, and Will Meyer will play it on a bounce.
Number 18, Donnie.
Will Meyer has the all-black keeper outfit tonight. For Armentrout, he's got the maroon top, white pants.
Yeah, and Kay Johnson's a left-footed kid. Took that with his right foot. Probably like to have it back. And that's a good ball by Cade right there.
Played far side corner, and Meyer will track it down right at the far corner post. Just about halfway through this first half. Kicking for a cure here tonight in Carthenville. All the proceeds will go to the local Relay for Life chapter. But please, if you could go online and donate to your local Relay for Life chapter. It all runs through the American Cancer Society. Doesn't get more legit than the American Cancer Society. Throw in for Carthenville and Barbary. He was surrounded there, a little semicircle by the Lancers, and Lincolnwood comes up with possession here to lead pass across for Kistner. Wyatt on the attack, had it deflected away, and Carthenville now on the attack. Not able to keep it in play, though, was Ryer.
Just too many touches there from Kistner. Lincolnwood's finally strung together three or four passes, and I think Kistner's got his eyes big looking to take a shot and took an extra touch.
So a substitution, I think, for Lincolnwood. Austin Thornton has returned. I think Kate Johnson came off. Played middle for Lincolnwood, and a big shot there. One of the Lancers wound up flat on his backside. Took a good, clean shot. And, you know, Travis, that's the thing about soccer. It's a physical game now.
It really is. And you know, it's a game where there's a lot more physical contact than I think a lot of people think. You know, a lot of the guys, they're really good, have low centers of gravity, using their shoulders to get guys off the ball.
Yeah, I wouldn't say necessarily full contact, but pretty dang close.
Yeah, absolutely. At the highest levels, in high school and above, you definitely, you know, the referees will let them play.
And you know what's refreshing about watching high school soccer is you don't see the diving.
No, definitely not. You know, I think a lot of the coaches around here, too, teach their kids to stay up.
Yes.
You know, and rather get the goal-scoring opportunity clean.
You know, we've talked before about, you know, just soccer and how there really does seem to be a resurgence coming here over the last few years. But I've always felt that just like the big soccer matches, that turns non-soccer people off. The diving.
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And in soccer's defense, I do like to compare it a lot to guys taking charges in basketball.
Right.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of flopping going on.
And that's terrible, too.
There, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's awful. You know. You can't even watch an NBA game anymore. Yeah. Oh, boy. 19 minutes for the first half. And I've always thought there's soccer and basketball, a lot of parallels. It's just basketball with your feet.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell. We have a lot of parents sometimes who maybe have kids that love soccer, but they never played. The first thing I ask them, did you play basketball? Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It really is. We're it's a lot of the same context. There's defense, there's offense, and transition is really important.
Great defense in there on Levi Udinski. He had worked inside the 18 there, but had it taken off of his foot, and a throw in for Carthenville. Handling out front, that's Brody Harris on that far sideline. Ran right into kind of a double team there and lost possession.
And that's in the defensive area, that's Lincolnwood's plan with their back four and their outside mids. Is anytime the ball gets in the corner, they're going to send two at you. With their outside back and their outside mid both at the same time.
Kistner corrals it in midfield, but then lost the handle and is picked up by Carthenville and Barbary. Middle of the field, tripped up was Udinski.
Foul on Luke Webb there, came in a little hard. It's a dangerous spot, though, for either Triton Park or Levi Udinski to put a shot on.
Yeah, Levi was maybe smarting a little bit, but like we said before, he's not going to be smarting as soon as he puts this ball down from play. Leg's going to feel just fine. So talk about what's going on right now, Travis, in terms of the strategy.
Sure. So earlier we saw Carhamville about 40 yards out play really fast. There was a foul. They put the ball down, and they went really fast. Now that we're about 25 yards out, let's say, you know, they know that's a scoring opportunity, so they're taking time. This is probably something they worked on in practice. You might see Levi Udinski just take a shot. You might see Triton Park just take a shot. But you might see one of them run off the ball to try to get a little closer.
Here's Levi, right foot
over
strike,
the ball.
Right through the upright. If it was Friday night, that's 3 points. So we've seen Levi miss high twice, once with his left foot, once with his right foot. Is there – Is that a technical thing?
It is.
There's an adjustment there.
It absolutely is. It looked like on that shot, at least, he was leaning back whenever he was kicking the ball. So his follow-through is going to take the ball up and over. We always tell kids to get their chest over the ball when they hit it, and they should be looking down.
But, you know, the fundamentals, because it's so hard to do them all the time, isn't it? Because Levi, he knows what he wants to do.
Absolutely.
And what he needs to do, but sometimes you just can't do it every
single
time.
The longer the game goes and the more tired you get, the harder it is to stick with those fundamentals.
No score, 16 and a half minutes here for the first half. This has been a fun half of soccer here tonight. Kicking for a cure at Carthenville with the Cavaliers and Lincoln Wood. And there's going to be some sort of halftime game tonight that's going to involve Athletic Director Darren Deneve and Principal Pat Drew. I'm not sure what is going to transpire, but I think it's going to be good. Maybe not so much for Mr. Deneve and Mr. Drew, but for everyone else.
Should be great halftime entertainment.
Carthenville again moving backwards towards their own goal here, maintaining that possession. Up the far sideline, skipped off the foot of Dunn, played out by Lincolnwood. And it'll be a throw-in for Carthenville.
One thing we're seeing a lot, there's a real opportunity for either team to switch the field. Both teams seem to be playing up the same channel over and over and over again. Neither of them are really looking to find the space right now. Like Carthenville right now could switch the field big and find some of their players over here on the opposite side of the field.
This broadcast possible tonight because of the Carthenville boosters and the Lincolnwood sports boosters. We thank them for their support of high school soccer on WUSMI. And both of the, you know, the soccer boosters here at Carthenville and the sports boosters at Lincolnwood, man, they just do phenomenal jobs providing such great facilities and just equipment for all their athletes.
Absolutely. I know that, part of these uniforms that the Lancers are wearing right now are provided with a lot of the work that the Lincolnwood sports boosters do with their MTXC golf outing.
Of course, Josh Stone is kind of the man to get a hold of if you want to help out the Lincolnwood sports boosters. Carthenville soccer boosters, obviously they do a lot for this Carthenville soccer program. A throw in for Carthenville here is Tyler Summers. Played it right into the chest that time of Keegan Lynn, then right back to Summers. Then Kistner takes it away, plays it middle, but it's cut off there by Carthenville. They'll maintain with 14 and a half minutes to play in a scoreless first half as Park was muscled out of bounds there by Stauder.
Quick throw
over the top to Peyton Brown, and Brown gets it in. Yes, was Udinski there for the follow?
Yep, Udinski gets the goal, I believe.
So Brown played it across, and Udinski put it in at the 14-21 mark, and that was a beautiful throw ahead from Park.
Yeah, just a tremendous heads-up play by Triton Park to pick that ball up right when it went out of bounds. Barely even waited for the referee call. He knew it was their ball. Immediately threw the ball before the Lancers were even ready. Just heads-up play by Triton Park. Great ball by Peyton Brown. And really the understated part was Levi Udinski not stopping his run and not assuming the ball was going in and continuing his run all the way in and getting the tap-in goal.
I guess the goal scorers, they smell them, don't
they? That's right. That's exactly right.
So 1-0 Carthenville, the goal coming at the 14-21 mark of the first half. Levi Udinski with the goal, Peyton Brown with the assist.
Let's see how the Lancers respond.
They will play it ahead now to Thornton. He's got a run out and a chance for the answer.
What a save by Will Meyer.
Got the right hand straight up in the air, and that shot had some steam on it.
Absolutely. It was a great ball over the top to Austin Thornton. Thornton might be the fastest kid on the field, and Will Meyer just makes an outstanding save.
Man, that was sensational from Will Meyer because it wasn't a miss hit at all.
No, it wasn't.
Well, that would have been one quick answer for Lincoln. It would have been less than a minute after the Udinski goal, but instead the Lancers will set up for a corner kick. Play it middle. Gets over everyone and squirts free. Udinski over there on the far sideline keeps it in play, and he's in a hurry the other way now. Levi Udinski loses the handle. And it's going to be out of bounds over to Lincolnwood, 13:05 for the first half. The goal by Levi Udinski at the 14:21 mark. Quick throw in here for Lincolnwood on the offensive end. Played off the head that time of Elijah Suttles for Carthenville. Out onto the foot of Kistner. Plays it back towards midfield, right back to Wyatt Kistner it goes. He will play it short middle, deflected right back to Kistner. He'll get it off to Thornton, or looking for Thornton. Got a little bit over Austin's head and played back by Carlinville.
Yeah, the Cavaliers have had a good game plan for Elijah Ahmed today. He's been struggling. Lancer's been struggling to get him the ball at his foot. I don't know that he has a shot on goal yet tonight.
Here comes Triton Park in a hurry. Played it a little too far out in front on a nice slide there by Levi Weir to slow the momentum.
Weir getting back into the swing of things. He also plays for the Lincolnwood golf team, and their season just ended. Last year was one of their top goal scorers for the Lancers, so I know Coach Webb's happy to have him back.
And you mentioned how Elijah Ahmed has been quiet, and that has certainly been the focal point of Carlinville's defense, is trying to keep the ball off his foot.
Yeah, these are, you know, two teams that know each other well, and Joe and Tim are friends, and I'm sure that, you know, that Tim was well prepared for Elijah.
Well, and they're both 100-win coaches now.
Most recently, yeah, recently this year. Not quite up to the 200 wins that Jason Burke at Hillsborough has.
They're working on it.
But they're getting there, yeah.
Yeah, 200 for Berkey. I mean, he got that earlier this year. That's a big number. But, yeah, 102 wins for Tim Johnson, and I think it's 100 even.
100 even for Joe, absolutely.
Well, they always say, you know, the first 100's the hardest to get. That second 100's nothing. 11-20 for the first half. But, Travis, just speak to that, though. 100 wins at the high school level.
It's
how hard that is to do.
It's the consistency level. I think that the to note on both Tim and Joe is that neither of them have even been coaching for 10 years.
Yeah, ninth year for both.
Yeah, so that's averaging over 10 wins a year over that time frame. So that's, you know, it's a high level of consistency to get your kids to play that hard every year. You know, at least averaging around a 500 record at your worst.
And when you're at a small public school, that consistency to me becomes even more impressive, because you don't get to recruit anybody. You don't get to hand people. You get what you get.
Absolutely. Yep. And the Lincolnwood program has helped out tremendously by the co-op that they have with Nokomis and with Morrisonville. In fact, there's Nokomis and Morrisonville kids out there right now that are playing key roles for Lincolnwood. But Carlinville as well, you get what you get, and you have to work with it.
That Lincolnwood-Morrisonville co-op, that's going to be very beneficial.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's full-time this year, yeah, for all sports, for junior high in Morrisonville and high school in Lincolnwood. And, that, you know, they've seen the boys' basketball programs had a lot of success. So far this year, the girls' volleyball program has been very successful.
Goodness, yes. Here comes Carlinville. Quickly, Park plays it ahead, but that's going to be too far, as motioning Whalen for his keeper, Armentrout, to come up and get the ball. And that was some nice communication there.
Yeah, it was a good job by Gabe to come out and play that ball.
He plays it right to midfield off the chest of Carlinville's Ian Bethard, but Carlinville able to maintain. But then Rainey just took his eye off the ball literally and had it skip off his shin out of bounds.
Yeah, watching these punts and goal kicks coming from Lincolnwood, I think I'd be really tempted to throw an extra midfielder in there. Seems like there's three purple to one white every time the ball's played into the midfield.
Kistner throws it in, but it can't be kept in by Austin Thornton. It'll be a throw-in for Carlinville. So you anticipate that could be a halftime adjustment?
Definitely. You know, we talked about Lincoln wants to play on the counterattack, and you sit back and you absorb. But when you're down a goal, you have to make changes and start throwing more people into the midfield and more people into the attack, maybe taking a defender out and substituting him for a midfielder.
Well, that save by Will Meyer gets bigger and bigger with each passing moment. After Carlinville had taken the lead, Austin Thornton had a beautiful shot on goal, but it was saved by Will Meyer. That was less than a minute after the Udinski goal. So it's 1-0 Carlinville inside of 9 minutes to play in the first half. Park will play it ahead, but no one home for Carlinville. Played right back to midfield, but there's Barbary for the Cavaliers. He will come on the attack now, but it's played back by Lincolnwood. That ball had some funny spin on it. And took a hop back towards the Lincolnwood
some
goal.
Some good footwork by Park. Or by Brody Harris.
Good individual battle there as Harris was staying.
A nice win by Mason Stouter. Austin Thornton's off to the races.
He's going to stay in play. Thornton's going to get it on his right foot. Here he comes. And a great
tackle.
Defensive slide by Matt Dunn with the tackle and the stop. That was excellent from Dunn.
Yeah, maybe my play of the game so far outside of Will Meyer's save there by Matt Dunn. That was effort.
Meyer now will boom it down the heart of the field. Played back off the head of Brown, but right to Lincolnwood. Here's Mason Stauder, keeps it middle, but it's picked up by Barbary for the Cavaliers. To midfield comes Carlinville. They lose possession. Now get it right back. And they'll play it back. Now right ahead they go across the midfield stripe. 7:40 for the first half of play. Carlinville continuing to attack here. Here's Udinski working through three defenders, finally lost the ball about 25 yards from the goal.
Good turn by Austin Thornton there.
Thornton has it in midfield. Now he's going to play it ahead, but couldn't get much on that pass, and it's picked up by Carlinville. That is Matt Dunn. He will slow it up now and work it back onto the foot of Summers. Right back to Dunn. Plays it ahead to Summers. He has it kicked away by Kistner, but right back to Summers it goes. Onto the foot of Barbary. He lost it at midfield. And now here comes Lincoln Wood on the fly, but the pass too far for Thornton. He's not going to be able to track that down. 7 minutes for the first half.
Just been really impressed with the Cavaliers so far in all aspects of the game. We've got Matt Dunn and Ian Bethard in the back making great tackles. Will Meyer with a great save. Levi Udinski and Triton Park in the attack. They're just a tough team.
That's just kind of a complete effort, isn't it?
It is.
All around. 6:40 for the half. A 1-0 Carlinville lead. A Levi Udinski goal at the 14:21 mark. Throw in for the Cavaliers. Picked up by Lincolnwood momentarily, but now Carlinville has it. Leaking out is Rainey. He leaves it off for Udinski now near side of the field. He's going to play it middle, but getting back nicely was the Lincolnwood defense. Might have been Reese Lohman. Came back and deflected that out. How many soccer balls do they have in rotation here, Travis, generally?
Typically three, maybe four. We have some extra ball boys running around here tonight, though, so I think maybe they each gave them one to keep them busy.
That's played into the box, but then right back out by Lincolnwood. And the Lancers able to clear it out near midfield, but right under the foot of Matt Dunn.
You see Elijah Almond dropping deeper and deeper, trying to get involved.
Oh, loose, and a dive, and, a goal. And it's in. A goal for Carlinville. Was that Matt Dunn on the goal? Let me see the number. He didn't get much on the shot, Travis, but he got enough. It was not Matt Dunn. Peyton Brown.
Peyton Brown with
Peyton
the goal.
Peyton Brown with the goal at the six-minute mark. And sometimes, Travis, it's not how hard you hit it, but where you hit it. And he didn't have his best strike, but he had it right in that corner where Armentrout couldn't get it.
And the turf helps in that situation. If you can just place it, we tell kids a lot of times, just act like your teammate's in the corner of the goal and play a pass to him.
And I guess sometimes you want to, boys, want to strike it as hard as I can, but you don't get two.
That's right. They don't ask you how. They just ask you how many.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, they don't care about the exit velocity.
That's right.
5:45 for the half. 2-0 Carlinville
now. Handball in Carlinville. Yep.
So that'll be an opportunity here for Lincolnwood. Of course, after the first Carlinville goal, the Lancers came back with a quick strike. Austin Thornton was robbed by Will Meyer in goal. Now we'll see if the Lancers, after the second goal from Carlinville, they'll have another opportunity here.
Yeah, Wyatt Kistner has a big leg, 21, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him take it. See Levi Weir coming up on the ball, too. He's taking set pieces for Lincolnwood as well. But I think you are going to see a strike on goal here.
But I've always thought the defenders on these set pieces, there's a reason they're covering up. That has to be just an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, you draw the short straw if you go into the wall.
Now the wall's backing up a little bit. The wall's about 15 yards from the goal. Kistner ran over the top. Another Lancer runs over the top and then sailed it through the uprights. That was a flashy little set piece there, Travis.
Yeah, trying to get Will Meyer a little flustered off his line with the two guys running over the ball first.
And shot just sailed way high, though, for Lincolnwood. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the first half as Will Meyer has it set up, and he will drive it. Going to be cut off there by Lincolnwood. Played back into the 18 here. Maybe a chance for the Lancers, but played out by Carlinville nicely. And the Cavaliers will let that roll out of bounds. Quick throw in here for Lincolnwood.
Yeah, I think if you're Carlinville now, you're trying to get to the end of the half here. I mean, another goal would be great, but a 2-0 lead, keep Lincolnwood off the scoreboard and without any momentum.
How much does the momentum and just the feeling of the game change either side when it's a two-goal game opposed to one?
Well, one of the things we actually talk about a lot with our teams in a two-goal lead is extremely dangerous because you get a little relaxed if you're the team that's up 2-0. Seems like when you're only up one, maybe you're locked in and you're, you know, but if it's a 2-0 lead and they score first and come make it to 2-1, they have all the momentum.
Interesting.
So that's, you know, a lot of soccer coaches call 2-0 the most dangerous lead in soccer.
You almost start playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
Exactly.
3.5 minutes for the first half. 2-0, Carlinville with the lead. I think we had a foul out there on the Cavaliers and Brody Harris. So here's Kistner.
And Kistner's got a big leg. He'll put this one up on frame. It'll go towards Will Meyer, I'm guessing.
He's going to drive it, and he does so indeed, but wide
it's
of the goal.
Not accurate, yeah.
3:10 for the half now. Kicking for a cure here tonight. In Carthenville, all the money raised here this evening will go to the local Relay for Life chapter. You can get online. Go to your local Relay for Life chapter. All runs to the American Cancer Society. Make your donation to help out. Of course, our broadcast being brought to you courtesy of the Carthenville Soccer Booster Club and the Lincoln Woods Sports Boosters. Without them, we're not bringing this high school soccer match on WSMI. Played ahead, but just a little bit too much on that pass. And it couldn't be corralled. Out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, interesting to see Carlinville go big there on that goal kick and gave away possession. That's a little unlike them.
So maybe they were looking for 3-0 instead of 2-0.
And it might be late in the half, that might be their plan, is just to get the ball upfield. Looks like that's what they're doing.
Here's Will Meyer, drives it deep. Played back in by Lincolnwood, but out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in for the Cavies. Carlinville wearing the purple jerseys tonight in recognition of INAD. Lincolnwood on the all-white look. As the Lancers have it now, just outside the 18, deflected out of there off the head of Bethard. Onto the foot of Thornton, but saved by Meyer. Couldn't get a whole lot on that left-foot strike.
Yeah, Austin, a naturally right-footed kid. Not a bad left-footed strike, but it's going to need to be better to beat Will Meyer.
Played in the middle. Lancers now with possession. Good battle there.
Yeah, that's good stuff from Tyler Summers.
He wins possession for Carthenville. They play it back again. 90 seconds now for the first half. Ball's played out by Lincolnwood, so a throw-in for Carthenville and Triton Park. Triton took about 6 steps and threw a seed. It's played off the right foot of Kistner. And a high play back off the foot of Levi Weir, but it's picked up by Carthenville. And Ashton Barbary. Here comes Barbary. Almost had his pocket pick there on the far side of the field. Able to maintain possession. Now stolen
good
away
step by, Kate
by Lincolnwood. Lancers now with possession. Working towards that 18. They'll play it up the far side and deflected out by Carthenville. 40 seconds for the half. Can the Lancers get a late goal here? Get a little momentum headed into the locker room. It'll be Kistner on the throw-in. As Wyatt gets it into the box there, but all sorts of purple jerseys. Saved back over the goal. A bicycle kick nearly went in, and we got a whistle. Travis, it looked to me like that ball got played through the uprights coming back.
Yeah, I think, and it looks like they called a goal kick, that it did. It was out of bounds and came back into bounds.
And I think that was Kistner. I'd give him $10 if he could do that again. I don't know how he managed to do that. That'll be the final play of the half. But yeah, that ball took like a hard right turn and somehow goes through the uprights the reverse direction. A fun half of soccer here tonight at Carthenville. It's the first half has come to a close. Carthenville leading Lincolnwood 2-0. Goals by Levi Udinski and Peyton Brown have Carthenville out in front of Lincolnwood 2-0 here. Kicking for a cure night at Carthenville High School. Thanks to the Carthenville Soccer Boosters and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters for their sponsorship of Boys High School Soccer tonight on WSMI FM 106.1 and, of course, our live stream at WSMIRadio.com. CarlinVilleHighSchool.com. 2-0 at the half. Carlinville leading Lincolnwood. We'll take a break. We're back to CHS following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Travis Matthews back here at Carlinville High School. We have reached halftime of our WSMI sports special as Carlinville leading Lincolnwood 2-0 on goals by Levi Udinski. That was at the 14-21 mark, and Peyton Brown. That came at the 6-minute mark as Carlinville leads 2-0. And Travis, Lincolnwood had a couple of opportunities to answer, but boy, Carlinville came up with some big time plays.
Yeah, Will Meyer was huge for the Cavaliers in the back, and like you said, it'd be interesting to see where this game would be at if Austin Thornton would have been able to put that one in. Maybe we're still at 1-1. It was a big momentum swing, though, for the Cavaliers.
That was less than a minute after Udinski had scored to give Carlinville the lead, and yeah, that would have been a huge momentum swing, and Lincolnwood would have had a lot of pep in their step if that would have gone in.
It'll be interesting to see here in the second half. It sounds kind of silly to say, but the next goal is super important for whoever scores it. If Lincolnwood can get it to 2-1 in the first 10 minutes, we probably have a completely different game. If Carlinville goes up 3-0 with their depth, Lincolnwood had already been chasing the ball all night, you know, we could quickly get to 4 or 5-0.
And when it gets to that point, if you're on the bad side of that, it just gets deflated, and it's got to be hard. As you said, you're running 4 to 5 miles. It's got to be hard to want to push.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and from a coaching standpoint, I think for if it does get to that point, I think for Joe Webb, you know, I think to remind his team that, hey, there's a great chance that they're going to see these guys again later in the postseason, and so what can we continue to learn by being out there and you know, and not giving up?
Yeah, Carlinville is the one seed in their regional, so they've got a bye. For Lincolnwood, they're going to be playing Totopolis in their first game, and it's always nice, Travis, when you get to play a different team in the postseason. And Totopolis, they're good at everything.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, that Totopolis and Lincolnwood have in common is that neither of them have football, and so a lot of their best athletes are playing soccer in the fall, but Totopolis over the last, you know, 5 to 6 years has consistently been good.
Our buddy Kyle Herschelman has made his way up to the press box here. And, Kyle, just your initial thoughts here on a good soccer match.
I'll turn your microphone on first.
Thanks.
Be helpful. Yeah,
you
know.
No worries. Most people prefer that I don't talk. So it's been good. I thought both Will Meyer and Gabe Armentrout had a couple of really good saves. Gabe kind of stood on his head for the first few minutes there. And it's been really good.
Kyle, obviously – the passing of Grace was just devastating. But you talk about a legacy that continues to move on here. Carlinville wearing the purple jerseys tonight. Just kind of your thoughts when you see a team, not even from Montgomery County, with the recognition.
It's been pretty even whenever Grace was around still, it's been pretty – awe-inspiring. We're very fortunate to have a very strong support group. Tim Johnson is definitely a part of that. So whenever he said he wanted to kind of incorporate a little bit of Grace in with the stuff they're doing tonight, I was very touched. So,
and it sounds like the Grace Cup is coming back.
Yes, we're very excited about it. I've just started looking at players and stuff, but we're going to have it on June the 10th at Terry Tote Field in Raymond. We've been off the last 2 years, but we feel like by June, hopefully it'll be safe to do that. And since it's outdoors, we feel like it'll be good. But, it's a great way to showcase the senior soccer players from the area, and just allow them to be on the field one last time.
And you two know a lot better than I, but there are some elite senior soccer players around.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Get to see a couple of them tonight.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, Park and Udinski and the Cavaliers are two of the best. So.
Yep. Yeah, and you just had that feeling that Udinski was going to get his goal eventually, and definitely has a nose for it. You know, I'm glad he didn't, you know, get wind up in the net the whole time. Kind of looked like a tuna in there for a little bit, but.
Kyle, we were talking a little bit about the co-ops with Lincolnwood. Obviously, with the soccer, they've got Nokomis in there as well. But the Lincolnwood-Morrisonville, that is 100% all the time now. Just from your perspective,
How's that working?
I think it's going great. I mean, I think the kids have always adapted pretty well to it. You know, sometimes there are some extenuating circumstances that have a tendency to cause problems. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the kids are really good. You know, they form relationships. They, you know, they know each other anyway. So it's also made the programs pretty good. Yeah. You know, not necessarily that they weren't on their own, but I mean, the volleyball team this year is fantastic, and a big part of that is due to the addition of a couple more school girls too. So.
And you know, that has always been the beauty of the co-ops. I don't care what two schools are coming together, but you know, if each school has five or six kids, all of a sudden you've got an elite team opposed to a team that has a couple of really nice pieces.
Yeah, and there's good things and bad. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, most of these schools aren't made up of one town anyway. You
right.
know, I mean, I know Carlinville has the booming metropolis of Atwater.
Can't forget about Atwater now.
Yeah, and Schramm. Not Schramm.
Standard City.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, all the. Macoupin County Outdoor Hockey League.
That's the big time league right
yeah,
there.
That's
when are we broadcasting one of those games?
we got to get some colder weather.
Sure.
The Ticker Red Zone. Yes, you can't forget about that. But as we have both Travis Matthews and Kyle Hirschman with us here, halftime, Carlinville leading Lincolnwood 2-0. But Kyle, you have seen firsthand the effect that Travis Matthews has had on soccer. In
yeah,
the
all,
area.
All bad.
Just terrible, right? Just if they could get somebody who they knew what they were doing, maybe something positive could happen. But obviously, what Travis has done for soccer locally, it hasn't really been matched by anybody.
Well, you know, I don't want to speak for Travis, but I'm going to anyway. He, you know, has been the driving force behind what was FC South Central beforehand. And then whenever we decided that we needed a girls' presence, the MOMAC Soccer Club was already up and going, and we decided, you know, and they did the exact same thing on the girls' side. So, you know, you got to give credit to those guys, DJ Morgan, Eric Thornton, and Eric Hyen. And, you know, we are very glad that we've been able to see the sport grow and provide kids with an opportunity to just play the game they love at a higher level. And that's all due to guys like Travis and DJ and Eric.
Travis, it has to be really rewarding to see it paying off, because there's a groundswell now for soccer, not for kids 8 and younger, but for junior high and high school kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Carlinville had a team, and I'm going to butcher the year here, but they had a team maybe in 2012 or 2013 that won a regional, won a sectional, and ran into Columbia, I think, in a sectional final game. But that was a team that was full of FC South Central players, and that was our first kind of real, like, reward of seeing the work that our coaches had put in. And now we're seeing it again with this Garvinville team. Like we said, you know, 10 out of 11 starters tonight, Impact FC players. 16 total players on the roster, Impact FC players. And another thing we've noticed, you know, is if you start looking through the South Central Conference, for example, all conference list, it's Impact FC player, Impact FC player, Impact FC player. So we've just wanted to provide the same opportunity to kids in our area that kids in larger areas have.
Well, and that's just it. No matter the sport, you know, the select league or whatever you want to call it, it's just – it's different. The competition level, it's just better. It's not to denigrate any of the local town leagues or anything like that, but to your point, when you see a group of kids that's played, say, in a rec league, and then a group of kids that's played in a select league, there's just the difference.
Yeah, iron sharpens iron, right? And so that's what we tell – I coach a U13 boys team right now, and – we started with them when they were U8, and I tell them all the time, they get really mad when we lose, but I love it when we lose, because that's when we play a team that good that can beat us, I found out what we're not good at. And that gives us an opportunity to go work on that. So that's to me, that's the best part about playing in a competitive atmosphere.
Well, and the rec leagues are great too, mm-hmm. but you know, there's also a lot of towns that don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Or are having trouble finding coaches, having trouble finding officials, having trouble, you know, just filling out their entire team. So, you know, for those players that want to go on and play college ball or want to go and do something like that, you know, this is a good opportunity. You know, I mean, whenever I was playing soccer and you know, grade school and you know, and junior high, I would not have been on a traveling team.
wasn't your cup of tea?
Because, no, I was bad. I mean, you know, but at the time, you know, RHSA was perfect for me because mm-hmm. I still love the mm-hmm. game. A big part of that is due to Terry Tote, you know, who I think reffed every home game I had, from, you know, until I quit playing. So, you know, I think there's a place for both of it. And but if you want to go and be the best soccer player that you can be and you take the game really seriously, you know, some of these type of teams are a good option for you.
You know, Terry would love, he would love the turf. But his only issue would be he wouldn't get to chalk the field. He would always say that nobody had straighter lines than he did.
And he wasn't wrong either. He wasn't wrong.
He was one of those little robots that do the field by GPS long before they were invented.
He was ahead of his time. Kyle, thank you so much for stopping by here. And where will you be going this weekend?
I will be going to Gillespie for the Nokomis football game.
Me too.
Yeah, so I'll see you there. I'll let you buy me dinner.
Hey, I'll get you a pork burger. But also, I ain't scared.
Also, I'm hoping to make it to the state golf tournament. Hopefully, we might have one or two kids go. So I've been kind of looking back and forth. So fingers crossed.
All right, it sounds good. Kay Hirsch, awesome. Thank you, my friend.
Good seeing you, bud.
All right. Second half is underway here at Carthenville as our WSMI Sports Specials brought to you in part by the Carthenville Soccer Booster Club and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters. Both do amazing work for their communities and their schools, providing just top-flight opportunity and equipment for the kids. So 2-0, Carthenville with the lead. Tim Mize along with Travis Matthews. We thank Kay Hirsch for stopping by. You can, of course, read him in the Journal News. And if you're on the Twitter and you don't follow Kyle Hirschman on the Twitter,
you're missing out.
Oh, you're missing out big time.
Looks like Carmel number 4, Tanner Reese, freshman, coming into the game. Another one of the Impact FC players we've talked about. Tanner's played since he was, you know, 9, 10 years old, getting an opportunity as a freshman.
And those kids that are playing the Impact – as a freshman, they're not going to be quite as intimidated probably by the varsity scene.
And, you know, I was talking to Tim Johnson before the game, and one of the things he mentioned, which I hadn't thought of, and he said a great point, was they brought in like 5 or 6 freshmen that had played Impact, and they said, yeah, they're not starting for us, but they put up a fight in practice, and it makes our varsity starters so much better to have freshmen coming in who understand the game. I think it makes a big difference for these guys.
You know, sometimes, too, if when you're not at practice, you don't appreciate how important that is for a coach.
Yeah. Yep. If you're a team that is struggling to put together 11 quality players that on the field, that means your next 11 that they're practicing against in practice maybe aren't giving them a challenge. Maybe there's not a competition for a starting spot. Mm-hmm. But that's what Tim said is one of the major factors so far.
Lincolnwood played at middle, but it's picked up there by Will Myers. Just a couple minutes in to the second half here, still 2-0, Carthenville. And Travis, have you sensed any adjustments from either side here in the early stages of the second half?
Yeah, I see Wyatt Kistner out playing wide now as a right outside mid on the far side of the field. He was in the middle. I think maybe Lincoln will look to get a little quicker in the midfield. I think it's Mason Stouter in the middle now playing center mid. So those two switch spots, which is interesting. The formation still looks the same from the Lancers, though.
Good hustle to keep that ball in by Ian Keller. Played middle, but then headed out of there by Carthenville. Here come the Cavaliers. They'll try to play it ahead to Udinski, but a nice job by Lincolnwood to cut that off. But as they play it back across midfield, it goes right under the foot of Ian Bethard for, check that, Asher Barbary for Carthenville. Luke Webb had it momentarily for the Lancers, but now it's into possession of Carthenville right around midfield. Dunn stops that ball in his tracks, plays it off now to Brody Harris. Brody Harris in midfield. His pass is deflected away, but it goes right to Yudinski. Lost the handle onto the foot of Whalen.
Boy, Thornton's just pesky. You know, I think Tyler Summers thought he had it easy there, and Thornton was able to close him down quick.
You know, is that – I mean, as a soccer coach, you probably can't have enough guys like that.
No, absolutely. You can put 11 of those guys on the field, you're going to win a lot of games. Even if they're not necessarily the most skilled players, if they're just willing to put the other team under pressure all the time.
Well, and that's a big part, isn't it? Making the other team uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly. Making them make faster decisions. Because if you have the faster decision you have to make, sometimes the worst decision you make.
That's how it works for me. I know that. 36 minutes for the game here. 2-0. Carletonville with the lead. Levi Yudinski got the first goal at the 14-21 mark of the first half. Peyton Brown came at the 6-minute mark of the first half with his goal. Corner kick here for the Cavaliers. Good job by Lincoln Wood to slow it down, and Kistner going to be able to play it out. But Carletonville now going to still maintain. They lost possession as Whalen was able to play it back towards midfield. Carletonville just relentless right now in their pressure. It's like if we had a graph, Travis, that had like where the ball has spent most of the time tonight, it's going to be wherever Carletonville's into the field has been.
Yeah, one of the big stats you'll see, you know, keeping at the professional level is passes attempted, passes completed, and that percentage. And, you know, Carletonville's passes attempted and passes completed are probably 4 to 5 times more than what Lincolnwood's attempted tonight.
Here's a handle by, I think that was Yudinski. They play it forward, but gets through everyone, and Armantrout able to pick it up. He'll drive it out of there with his left foot, but it goes right to Asher Barbary. Nice little move there to create some space middle of the field now. Just outside of the 18, his pass was deflected back, and Kistner now going to play it ahead across midfield, but too far for Thornton out of bounds.
Yeah, Lancers just haven't been able to, they like to play that big ball like that, but they just haven't been able to find it yet tonight.
On to the foot of Beathard, I think, and he was fouled out there by Mason's daughter. And some nights are just like that, aren't they, Travis? Just
yep, they are. And a little bit of, you know, the Lancers aren't used to playing on turf. That's probably, I think they might have played one game this year on turf, and that's it. So that could be playing a part.
I mean, that has to be a factor, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, ball scooting on him a little bit. There's a high turf bounce right there. Got over the leg. I didn't catch the number. It might have been Luke Webb. Onto the foot
of by Mason Stouter. Couldn't connect on the pass, though.
That was Keller who had that high turf bounce get over his foot. 33 minutes for the ball game here. Beautiful night for soccer. And temperature-wise, Travis, this has to be about what you want.
I think it's probably the best night we've had so far this year. That heat kind of extended into late into September. It's been some hot games for both teams so far this year.
And, no, you know, no outdoor sport is fun to play in the heat, but especially the game of soccer.
Yeah, earlier on, I know we had the Carletonville and North Mac put on a tournament in late August, and those teams were playing two games a day, and it was the heat index was into 100. And on the turf, especially.
Right.
On the turf, it gets even hotter. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was all turf. That was a very neat thing earlier this year. What they call it? It was Route 60?
Route 66 Classic.
Yeah. All turf, though.
Yep.
And that's going to become more and more of a norm here, especially in the South Central, because we know the North Mac has the turf. We're talking with Joe Allstout last week on Sports Saturday. They've got turf coming to their football facility, which means turf coming for their soccer facility as well.
It's just hard to beat the all-weather surface and the inability of having to cancel games.
I know the people at Carletonville just absolutely love it for that reason, the maintenance that they don't have to do. And I know they have said the ability to have – their PE classes out here.
Yeah, and I know, you know, with Coach Webb, and I've been a part of the Lincolnwood program in the past, there's a lot of time spent lining the field.
Hours.
They're really, and money. You know, but it's a lot of time spent lining that field. So to have it done and not have to worry about that, that's really nice.
I can't remember. They told me the number, the annual budget they had for this grass field. I don't remember. It was a big number. My jaw almost dropped when they told me the number. Like, wow. About double of what I would have guessed. I was on Price is Right, I wouldn't have gone over. 32 minutes for the half here, for the game, I should say. 2-0 Carthenville here.
Good tackle there by Kistner.
Now Carthenville takes it away on the far sideline. Almost taken right back by Lincolnwood. Onto the foot of Barbary. He tried to play it ahead, but Lincolnwood with the denial. Had some funky spin, and it looked like it was going right to Kistner, but it checked up and found its way to the foot of a Cavalier. Cavi still possessing here on the offensive end. That's Ryer. He lost it. Out to Keller, and he's got a little space midfield. Plays ahead and a chance potentially for Lincolnwood. A race to the ball, and it's going to be kicked out of there by Matt Dunn.
Yeah, yes. good defensive play there by Dunn. I think if I'm the Lancers, we're almost 10 minutes in, I think they've got to come out of their shell a little bit here if they want to get back into this game. They still have a lot of numbers back, and it's understandable because how potent the attack is for the Cavaliers, but it's probably time to start committing numbers forward.
And this is where, if you're Lincolnwood, you make the decision to either try to win the game, which means you might lose by a bigger margin, but you got to go for it.
Yeah, I'm a gambler by nature, so I'd push those numbers forward
and
try to win the game.
Cleared out of there as Lincolnwood just cannot have sustained possession on their end. And, Travis, it's hard to score when you don't got
when you
the
don't
sustained
have the ball.
Possession.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I don't know much, but I know it's a lot easier to score when you got the ball.
There, Cavaliers switching the field really nice there. Tanner East, Asher Barbary. Barbary's been really good at center mid tonight.
He's going to play it ahead for Triton Park. Park catches up to it in the corner, going to play it middle. Deflected short. Good job there by Lincolnwood as Udinski was coming into the center of the field there for the cross. In more possession for Carthenville. They'll play it back now as Barbary. Back towards midfield, onto the left foot of Dunn, and he played it too far wide. Out of bounds it goes. Throw in for Lincolnwood. 10 minutes gone by here in the second half. Kicking for a cure here tonight in Carthenville. All the money raised this evening will go to the local Relay for Life chapter. You can get online. Go to your local Relay for Life chapter on that fancy internet. Make your donation. Played ahead by Carthenville, but Lincolnwood will track it down. Our broadcast here on WSMI, courtesy of the Carthenville Soccer Booster Club and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters. Two officials here tonight, which is anything but a guarantee here in 2021, Travis. Are you familiar with these officials?
I'm definitely familiar with Bill Duffy. He's been an official. I believe Bill refereed me when I was in junior high. I remember Bill when I was playing soccer in this area refereeing. So he's been around for a while, a veteran.
But, you know, Travis, that kind of goes to the problem that we're having. Like, the fact that he's still doing it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we need the new blood, and you are doing your part to try to get the next generation into officiating.
We do. We talk anytime we have graduating seniors from the Impact program, we love to see them go on and play in college. And if they're not going to, or even if they are, we talk a lot about either, one, get into coaching because we need good coaches, and two, get into officiating. We need good officiating. We need good officials, but it's also for a college kid a great way to make money as well.
And, you know, you were saying before, too, there's been several games this year where just one official, and that's a lot of field for two eyeballs.
Yeah, and, you know, ideally, a typical setup is three officials. You have your middle, who's in the middle of the field, and then you have your ARs, your assistant referees on the side, who will have the flags. So two-man is doable. One-man's nearly impossible.
Cromwell played it ahead to Udinski, but he couldn't corral it cleanly. Good job by Lincolnwood to get back. But it still doesn't stop the fans from being annoyed with the one official. How could you not see that? Well, I was 75 yards away. Inside of 28 minutes for the ball game here.
And you might have just partly explained the problem of why we have an official shortage.
Well, and I'm afraid that is part of the reason, unfortunately. And you know what the sad thing is? Like, basketball, more than any sport I noticed, the loudest people screaming, they're usually wrong.
Yeah, they are.
Like, the rule they're clamoring about is not even right.
And the nice thing about soccer and football, for example, is at least you're 40, 50 yards away from them.
That's right.
And basketball can be tight confines, so you hear everything they say.
Every single thing. 2-0, Carthenville with the lead. Goals by Levi Udinski and Peyton Brown. Carmenville again with possession. Travis, what would be your estimate? What we've played about 53 minutes possession time.
Probably 70 or possession time. If we've played 53 minutes, I'd say Carmenville like 45,
okay.
And Lincoln would about 8.
Yeah. There's just been kind of a workmanlike effort here from Carlinville this evening. Lancers hanging around, though. Game far from over. Good one-on-one battle there. We're going to get a whistle, I think.
Yeah, and Tanner Reese had his arms up. And you know, that's totally fine to go straight up, and you get your arms up on a guy's back, and the referee's usually going to call that.
Look, it'll be a free kick for Lincoln, where they're going to put that right at the 30.
Luke Webb's got a big leg, too. Got Levi Weir on the ball.
We'll see how the Lancers want to play this here. A mini wall getting set up about 10 yards away. As Weir set to drive it. Little bend on it, but couldn't get it past that second wall of Carlinville. And boy, Travis, if that snuck through, Lincolnwood had someone streaking.
This is going to be dangerous. You know, when you talked about the wall setup, one of the interesting things about being on a football field is a lot of times soccer players, it's a 10-yard cushion on the wall. A lot of times soccer players like to set up about 6 yards away and make the referee move you. On a football field, it's really easy to tell if you're 10 yards away or not.
That's no hype.
You can't
there.
Get away with anything, yeah.
Deep in the Carlinville in here, the deepest Lincolnwood has been for about the most sustained time there, but it's played out by Carlinville.
And Elijah Allman there had about his best opportunity of the game and didn't get a good hit on the ball.
How frustrated is a goal scorer like Elijah Allman when he just has not been able to get the touches tonight?
Yeah, it gets frustrating. And you, like we saw him in the first half, he starts to drop further and further, which is not good. He starts to drop further and further in the field, and then he's not up farther up the field where he needs to be. But Carlinville's has had a game plan to stop him tonight and has done an excellent job of it.
How much does it benefit Carlinville, like when they go up against a team that has a scorer like Allman, the fact that they have two of them in park and you just can't
tell? Yeah, they see him every day in practice. They see him every day in practice, absolutely.
It's going to be a throw-in for Lincolnwood here in their offensive end. The throw-in was low, and it's deflected out of there by Carlinville. They're going to play it back across midfield, but no one home for the Cavaliers, and Lincolnwood will possess now. They'll drive it middle. Good contest in there by the Cavies. Ball is loose, picked up there by Lincolnwood, but now it's onto the foot of Carlinville, and they'll bring it out with Triton Park. He will slow it up, left foot, clears it deep, and Lincolnwood will retreat with Levi Weir. They'll play it back to Armantrout. He will get his left foot on that. Didn't get it in the air, and it will go out of bounds, but off of Carlinville.
Yeah, Armantrout had time to take a touch there, settle it, maybe find a pass. He's a young keeper, though, and Lincolnwood doesn't often play it back to him.
Might have caught him by surprise.
I think it did.
24 minutes for the game, a 2-0 Carlinville lead. Two good soccer clubs here. Cavies 14-2, Lincolnwood 10-5-1. And they could meet again in 10 days.
Absolutely. If both teams take care of business in the regional in their opening game, they'd see each other in the championship.
Carlinville has a bye as a top seed. Lincolnwood's going to play Tutopolis, and that'll be a tough one for the Lancers.
It will. It will. Tutopolis has some really nice results, and if you look at – you can't always do the comparative results, but both of them played Greenville. Both of them won 3-0, so it should be a competitive game. Kalen Furness checking in for Carlinville Cavaliers. The Lincolnwood connection there. His dad, Kelly, was a high school teammate of mine at Lincolnwood,
okay.
And now Kalen's playing for the Cavaliers.
Nice. Soccer's in the blood there.
Yeah. And his dad, Kelly, also is a coach for Impact FC and coach Kalen's age group. So,
If people want to maybe – he's like, hey, wait, Impact FC, maybe I need to get involved with that. How do they do it?
You can search us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page with over 1,000 people that follow us. It's just search Impact FC and you can find us. And otherwise, our website is impactfcil.com. And that's how any of our information about upcoming ID sessions, how to join a team, what coaches are involved, et cetera.
You have tryouts throughout the year or just one kind of one specific period?
Our typical tryouts are in May, late May, early June for a fall season. That gives us a summer to get things organized. And then our teams play again in the spring, and we usually have what we call like supplemental tryouts if those teams are looking to add players for their spring season.
Here comes Carlinville. Now they've got Udinski loose with his right foot. Ooh, sailed
over the bar.
High.
And that's a tough spot to shoot from. A lot of times coaches will tell you to play that ball across the middle, and he had a couple of guys running through. Maybe you'd want that one back.
He had the short angle there.
He did, yep.
Third one he sent over the crossbar tonight. 22 minutes for the ball game. As Lincolnwood will get set to play it out here, Levi Weir. Short pass onto the foot of Cade Johnson.
It's a great job by Ian Beathard there, making making Elijah Allman play backwards.
Yeah, Carlinville might want to play backwards, but Lincolnwood does not.
No.
Good one-on-one battle over there, won by Park momentarily, but then he had it jarred loose by the second Lincolnwood defender. Now Park takes it right back. Good job to keep his body between the ball and the defender there. Leaves it ahead into the 18. Nope, Udinski lost it. Played out by Lincolnwood, but picked up by Carlinville. Well, there's been a lot of that tonight, Travis, where Lincolnwood would play it out, but Carlinville winds up making the
winning
first
possession
touch.
Right back. Yeah, absolutely. I think in talking to Tim before the game, I mean, he's very familiar with Lincolnwood's style of play. He kind of understood that the second Lincolnwood's going to win the ball, they're going to try to go forward, and so he was trying to have his defense prepared for that.
I'd say mission accomplished.
Yeah, so far, absolutely.
Halfway through the second half, still a 2-0 Carlinville lead. Played middle, hopped right over the foot that time, I think, of Stauder. Played back deep into the Lincolnwood end, corralled there by the Lancers. Off the foot of Whalen, plays it out towards midfield. Chipped back in. Now Lincolnwood lobs it over midfield, but right to Carlinville. They'll head it back out. And the Cavies are right there for possession. On to the foot of Harris. He plays it midfield to Barbary. Barbary gets around a couple of Lancer defenders. He's going to sneak it ahead, but Lincolnwood able to get back. As for a moment, it looked like Carlinville might get a run out. With Keegan Lynn, I think.
Yeah, and you see the Cavaliers' depth out here. You know, there's some guys coming out here in the second half that didn't play in the first half, and they're fresh and they're coming out. And Lincolnwood has not subbed nearly as much, and it's starting to show. A lot of Lancers with their hands on their knees right now.
Yeah, Carlinville, they look fresh. Throw in for Luke Webb. Near side, that's deflected out. Who did it go off of? Carlinville. It'll be a throw-in for Lincolnwood, maybe.
What I liked is I loved seeing Brody Harris, though, for the Cavaliers run over, pick up the ball. Referee hadn't even made the call yet. He was ready. If it was the Cavaliers' ball, they were going fast.
Yeah, the referee said, no, it's Carlinville ball. But, hey, no harm in trying.
Yep.
Do officials get annoyed after a little bit? Those like, fellas, slow down. Let me mark the ball. That ball is into the net for a goal as Armin Trout came out for the play, but Triton Park was able to get his foot on it and sneak it past him.
Yeah, just a great finish from Park.
Triton Park, unassisted.
Call that at the 19-and-a-half-minute mark for Triton. And that happened quickly.
It did. Off the throw-in, ball bounced around a little bit, but Park makes it just a tremendous finish. That's a tough shot to take right there. Two guys draped all over him. Good placement.
And so the first goal after that 2-0 does go Carlinville's way, so it's 3-0 now.
Uphill battle for the Lancers for sure now.
Onto the foot of Wyatt Kistner. Didn't have a lot on that pass, almost lost it. Now it is corralled by Carlinville at midfield by Barbary. With his left foot, he will lead it ahead. Now a race to the far corner. Park, I think, was the first there with some fancy dribbling. He's going to put it on net, and Armin Trout with a nifty save there.
Yeah, that was going in. So that was a great shot. So it's a good save by Armin Trout.
Well, that was just a slick little move from Triton over
there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would imagine that Park and Udinski have a nice little one-on-one battle with each other.
Yeah, again, we talked about at halftime, iron sharpens iron, right? Mm-hmm. And so the two of them, both seniors, both probably going against each other in practice, working well with each other. Both 20 goal scorers so far this year. So it's a talent level that not a lot of schools around here get.
It's a nice 1-2 offensive punch for sure. Played it ahead to Brody Harris. Near handball there. Luke Webb able to win the individual battle against Peyton Brown. As Thornton, he will play it ahead. That ball is going to be played out by Carlinville's Matt Dunn.
This is where the extra soccer balls come into play.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, we got at least three. I think we got four actually now because we still got three over here and one wound up on the practice field. Oh, the little, you know, Travis, I've realized, like, after the COVID season, what I missed more than anything was the little guys. Like, at the basketball games, not seeing them run around after the games, you know, not being able to see the little kids out in the field getting those types of experiences. It's great to see that back this year.
Yeah, and having kids that age, they missed it as well. Oh, so, goodness. Yeah.
It was eerie, like, in basketball last year. Like, the game would get over, and then it was just done.
Yeah, as a lot of people probably did, I spent a lot of time watching games on via the camera, yeah. You know, on YouTube or whatever, and it was odd to see the empty gym real quick right after the game was over with.
17 minutes for the ball game here, 3-0, Carthenville with the lead, goals by Udinski, Brown, and Park. Our coverage here on WSMI brought to you in part by the Carthenville Soccer Booster Club and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters. Both do phenomenal work for their individual schools and programs. Of course, Carthenville, they've got booster groups for each individual sport for the most part, whereas Lincolnwood, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, yep. It's a great effort, really, by that committee. They hold a golf outing in late August every year that I know is their major fundraiser.
And that is a big one. It is very popular.
Yep.
Lincolnwood plays it ahead, had numbers momentarily, but couldn't handle it cleanly, and now Carthenville back with possession. And that has been the theme of the night, as Travis told us it would be at the outset. Possession by Carthenville. And that is exactly how it has played out. Deep into the box, but nice job by Will Meyer to come up, anticipate, and cut that ball off. And keeper instincts, Travis, you either have it or you don't.
Yeah, it's, you know, and having it's having the ability to not second guess yourself. If you're going to come off your line, commit to it and come in and make the play. That's what we tell our goalkeepers all the time. Like, we're never going to get upset at you for being confident and coming out. You know, when we might talk to you is if you stay back on your line and don't want to come out and get the ball.
Lincolnwood at midfield with possession on the foot of Ian Keller. He played it across middle, but it's picked up by Carthenville. Now the Cavaliers on the attack, sneaking it into Park, but Armitrout able to come up quickly and corral it before Park. And that was very similar to that first Park goal
that we saw. But almost saw a repeat.
Armitrout got there first this time. 15 minutes for the game. 3-0. Carthenville with the lead and possession. They played ahead again to Park here. Triton just missed it wide left. Woo!
That through ball to Triton Park is super dangerous right now. And we have seen Lincolnwood start to commit more numbers into the attack like I had hoped they would now that they're down 3-0. And you're kind of seeing the result of that, though. More space for Park to operate in.
Well, that's kind of we talked about it earlier. They might lose the game 5-0 with this strategy. But they also might tie the game at 3.
Absolutely.
With that strategy.
Yeah. You've got to try.
Absolutely.
Levi Weir now up in the attack for the Lancers as well.
He's going to play it ahead. Is it going to be too far? Yes. Will Meyer with the slide comes out nicely to cut that off from Ian Keller. On to the foot now of Tyler Summers. Summers in a battle near midfield. He's loose now. Oh, a nice little sidestep there. And he's going to leave a pass for Park, and Triton is loose. Armitrout's in trouble, and a goal. Yes, for Triton.
Just a tremendous ball into Park.
That's a goal.
And if you think about that, Tim, that started all the way back with Will Meyer's save to come out. He rolled it out to Tyler Summers. Two passes later, Triton Park has a goal.
And Summers, he made some nice moves there in midfield to free himself up and then just played a perfect ball to Triton Park. And as soon as Triton was loose, you knew what the result was.
Triton's going to finish those over and over again.
Was it nothing Gabe could do about that?
Nope.
Well, 14:04 to play. 4-0 Carthenville. Triton Park now with a pair of goals, both coming here in the second half.
I'd say the Cavaliers just look outstanding. I do not want to play them in the postseason if I'm Tutopoulos or whoever, really. They're looking really, really strong right now.
It's kind of, you know, every coach wants their team to be peaking at the end of the year, and by your assessment, Carthenville appears to be doing that.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the first half, just at all three levels, so the defense, the midfield, and obviously when you have two attacking players like Park and Udinski, and Will Myers just doing a tremendous job in goal. There's not a weak spot out there.
Another chance for Park. No, a good hustle back by Reese Lohman to deflect it out.
And one of the things that Tim talked about is throughout the season, soccer can be – you might play 3-4 days in a row, but his depth that he's had has been allowed him to start kids and do some squad rotation, start kids maybe who didn't start – like tomorrow against Greenville, he might start 4 new kids and rest some of his players. And that keeps you fresh later on in the year.
Armantrout gets taken out there as the throw-in for Carlinville went right into the front of the goal, and Armantrout, very aggressive, came up after it, got clipped down. He was a little slow to rise, but he appears to be okay. Will the postseason play, the style of play, be different than the regular season?
Well, it'll. A lot of times you'll see it get a little bit more physical. The deeper you go as well. Now, in this regional, I don't know what Two Topples brings. I haven't seen them play. But the rest of the teams, I don't know that you'll see much different. There's an opportunity for Lincolnwood.
Just couldn't get it on his foot cleanly. Otherwise, there would have been a goal there as Will Meyer was out of position.
The farther you go, though, and the farther, let's say, the Cavaliers potentially can go, when you get into that sectional round against teams like Sacred Heart, Griffith, or Beardstown, the level of physical play steps up considerably. And within the rules, physical play.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, but, you know, it's a full contact type of sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Those kids know how to use their bodies to get you off the ball. And we talked about earlier about putting pressure on. They definitely know how to put pressure on you the entire game.
Yeah, it's like some people say, well, football's full contact. No, football's collision. You know, soccer, hockey, full contact. Speaking of full contact, over on the far side of the field, a nice little collision. And I just think that's something that people don't appreciate about the game of soccer. Is the physicality of it?
Yeah, definitely, and it's a game that. There's another goal for Park.
Got it again! Wow, he just out-muscled.
He's having a game.
Couple of Lancers, the hat trick for Triton Park, and Travis Matthews. That was one of those goals there where he just kind of touched it ever so slightly. It might have been going in anyway.
That's a finesse finish. I mean, it is. It's a finesse finish. And again, within he's up there by himself right now within 2-3 Lincolnwood defenders making those plays.
And when he obviously is feeling it now. Like he has gotten in the groove. He's got 3 goals in the last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
He's 5-0. Carlinville with the lead. But as Travis said, Lincolnwood pressing forward, trying to win the game, open themselves up to a couple of those Park goals. That's why final scores can be so deceiving. Like, you just look at the final scores like, oh, wow, they lost 5-0, got hammered. Well, not exactly.
Yeah, and to Lincolnwood's credit, I think you're maybe seeing why they didn't play a wide-open style earlier on in the game. They had a game plan, and, you know, they were able to stay somewhat close. But that's how, as a soccer team that maybe doesn't have, you know, the star power of Triton Park or Levi Udinski, that's how you can keep the game close for a while and maybe hope that something goes your way.
Just about 10 minutes left here on this Kicking for a Cure night at Carlinville, a fundraising night, all the money going to the local Relay for Life chapter. And they're also raising awareness about INAD this evening as Carlinville is wearing the purple jerseys. It was great to have Kay Hirsch with us at halftime. Does so much for our area athletes.
Yeah, I tell him that all the time is that I have friends that live in the Springfield area with the media coverage they have there, and they're jealous of the coverage you don't call it that in high school, but the non-revenue sports such as soccer and volleyball and that, the coverage that Kyle gives them.
He's all over it.
Yeah.
Well, you heard him. You know, he's going to the football game, but he's more excited to go to the state
golf
tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the perfect example.
Here's Park again, 1-on-2, but Lincolnwood able to cut him off and keep the ball in play. And Kyle, he was ahead of the game with soccer.
Yeah, he was. You know, he's always given soccer good coverage in our area, even before it was the popular thing to do.
Yeah, before it was trendy.
Yes, yeah.
9:40 for the ball game here. 5-0. Carlinville with the lead.
It's a good ball into Austin Thornton.
Got over the top and a tremendous comeback tackle. By Matt Dunn.
Dunn's just been – Dunn and Ian Beathard, their center back combo, has just been tremendous tonight.
And, you know, Udinski, Park – they get the credit because they score the goals. But Beathard, Dunn, that's why Carlinville's tough.
Yeah, and we've seen that 4 or 5 times tonight. Austin, like I said, Austin Thornton may be one of the fastest kids on the field. And they're in the right position every time, make the right play, the right tackle.
Well, so much of it is angles, right? Mm-hmm. Like they take the right angle to get there on time. Here's a corner for Lincolnwood. Weir puts it on target. I think Meyer might have got a hand
on
that.
Yeah.
stayed in play over there, centered back, but out of bounds. Well, the play of the game very well might be that save by Will Meyer less than 1 minute after Carlinville had taken a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I still contend we could be in a very different game right now. If Lincolnwood scores a minute after the first goal, you know, it gives them a lot of momentum and a lot of belief in what they're doing. It could be a very different game.
It was a great strike by Thornton, just a better save by Will Meyer. Here comes Carlinville on the hustle now, leading 5-0. And I guess that type of save is why the keepers wear the big gloves that they do, because that would have really stung the hand. Here's Park out front, just played it a little too far out in front of himself and lost it, as they're going to play ahead now for Thornton is Lincolnwood. But it was 1-on-3 there, and Austin couldn't corral it. Cade Barkley had the touch there for Carlinville. Onto the foot of Levi Weir for
Lincolnwood.
Good
work by Tyler Summers to track back.
He's just relentless.
He is. He hasn't quit all night.
And I guess a nonstop motor is about the best skill of soccer.
Especially in that center mid position, you're asking those guys probably to cover the most ground out of anybody on the field. So your guys like a Tyler Summers and Asher Barbary tonight have just had that nonstop motor, and that's exactly what you want to see out of your center mids.
And they're not allowed to get tired.
They're not, no.
That's like certain guys, like they start tugging on the jersey to come out. The coach like, I didn't see nothing. Just look the other way. I don't know. I didn't see. I don't know what to tell you. 7:15 for the ball game. A 5-0 Carlinville lead. 3 goals by Triton Park. 1 for Levi Udinski and 1 for Peyton Brown. The last 3 have been by Triton Park. Onto the foot of Thornton. Into the 18. They will chip it in, but wide of the goal.
You know, Lincolnwood came into this game winners of 5 in a row. And the 6th game before that was a tie. And so unbeaten in the last 6, and Carlinville has put it on them tonight. It's been an impressive performance.
When you look at Lincolnwood now, you see a lot of tired bodies out there, a lot of hands on hips, bent over when they've got an opportunity. They're trying to catch any breath they can.
And Joe Webb's a good coach. He'll learn from this. If they face each other in the postseason, I'd expect a closer game.
Well, you know, if they play in the postseason – I've always, for whatever reason, the advantage goes to the team that lost the regular season.
Yeah, it was always there. Right? It's hard to beat a team twice. Absolutely.
On to the foot of Dunn, I think, and just sailed it a little bit high. That wasn't Dunn. That was
Peyton Brown.
Yep.
Looking for a second one tonight.
Just about had it, too. So they had the JV football game before our contest here tonight, and it was kind of neat. As soon as the JV game was over, they just rolled the goals right out. Here they come, boys. Carlinville again deep in the offensive end here with Tyler Summers. He'll leave it back for Brown. He'll play it into the middle onto the foot of Nick Rainey. Rainey lost it momentarily. Ball still loose in the middle. Found its way to Park. Left foot puts it on goal, but Armentrout with the save. I don't even think he was looking at the goal when he fired that. He just knew where it was. And is that a thing? I guess like the great goal scorers, they just kind of know, don't they?
Yeah, they call it your radar. You know, like that. You know, at all times, you always know where the goal's at. You can have your back to the goal, take one touch, turn, and shoot. The best ones
right.
do. Yeah.
5 minutes left. What has been a fun night of soccer here at Carlinville. Kicking for a cure. Money raised for the local Relay for Life chapters. You can make your donation online, of course. It was a near handball by Lincolnwood as Luke Webb reached up but came up empty. Onto the foot now of Carlinville's Brody Harris. Leaves it for Peyton Brown. Fired it on goal, but just a little bit wide.
Brown's not afraid to shoot.
He's not, is he?
No.
I guess he learned that from Park. I guess on this team, though, with Park and Udinski, if you're afraid to shoot, you're never going to get to
That's
shoot.
That's right. You got to take your opportunities.
Approaching the 4-minute mark of the ball game here, we want to thank the Carlinville Soccer Boosters for their sponsorship of soccer here on WSMI and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters for their sponsorship, making this broadcast possible here tonight. We'll have high school football Friday night. Nokomis at Gillespie. Pizza Man pregame show 6:30.
here on FM 106.1 and at WSMIRadio.com. Don't forget the NL Wild Card game Wednesday night from Los Angeles. Cards and Dodgers, 6:15 pregame on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Playing backwards now is Brody Harris. Back to midfield it goes. That is Udinski. He's working the other way with supreme handles and confidence. Onto the foot of Matt Dunn. He'll play it back across midfield. And it's played right back in by Reese Lohman. Onto the foot of Carlinville's Ian Beathard. We approach the three-minute mark of the ball game. And Lincoln would get on the board late here. They haven't had a whole lot of chances in terms of scoring here tonight. Their best chance was turned away by Will Meyer. That was when it was a 1-0 game, about 14 minutes to go in the first half. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on WSMI. As the fall season is winding down, golf sectionals are coming up or were happening today. Volleyball postseason right around the corner. Soccer postseason right around the corner. Here's a chance, but no, a diving save by Will Meyer.
Yeah, it looks like Will Meyer's going to add to a shutout total tonight. I think believe that gives him 8.
Mm. And he earned this one.
Absolutely.
I mean, if a keeper gets one opportunity a night like he had in that first half, they probably feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's I mean that one goes on your highlight reel.
Absolutely, yeah. That was just an elite save for sure. And a game-changing save at that, as Travis alluded to. If Lincoln will get the answering goal less than a minute after Carlinville went on the board, this whole thing, momentum-wise, could have changed. And that's the thing about momentum. She's fickle. And from Lincolnwood after that, though, Travis, that's a little deflating.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The momentum shifted that much in the other way that it would have. I mean, if you're a team that's content to sit back and absorb the pressure, Carnival scores, and you can go down and score immediately or say, hey, what we're doing is fine. Right. You know, like our game plan is sound, and we believe in what we're doing. But, you know, Will makes a save. A couple minutes later, the second goal goes up on the board. Your confidence wavers at that point.
And then three more in the second half, all from Triton Park. Hillsboro got beat at Modern Day tonight, 2-1.
That's actually a really good result for Hillsboro. Modern Day's got a really strong team. We talked about the two topless wooden shoes. Modern Day just beat them 7-0 on Saturday. Ooh. In a game that I know Coach Joe Webb went and watched to scout the wooden shoes. So that's a great result for Hillsboro.
That's what Berkey said. He said scored first, played well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great for them. They've got a good draw. They stayed out of the Carlinville and Tutopolis regional. They go over and play Newton. Newton, don't know a lot about them. They do have a kid who scored 49 goals this year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of goals.
That's a lot.
He's only a junior as well, so he'll be back next year for another 50. But so I know that they've got a really strong player, but I think Burke's confident on what they can do.
Yeah, that's an elite goal scorer there.
Yeah, we were looking at their stats the other day. They had a kid with 49 and a kid with 16, and 16 is Lincolnwood's leading goal scorer. You know, so they put up a lot of goals.
Just a few seconds left here in the ball game, 15 seconds to be precise, 5-0. Carlinville with the lead as Levi Weir handling out near the corner post. Gets deflected away. We're going to get a throw in, but that is going to be the ball game. 5-0 is going to be the final. Carlinville defeats Lincolnwood here tonight on the Kicking for a Cure night. So money raised for cancer, awareness for INAD, and a victory for the Carlinville Cavaliers over the Lincolnwood Lancers by the final of 5-0. Of course, thanks to our sponsors, the Carlinville Soccer Boosters and the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters. Without those two institutions, we would not have been able to bring you high school soccer tonight here on WSMI FM 106. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eich, Travis Matthews back here at Carlinville High School on the turf under the lights as Carlinville wins it tonight 5-0 over Lincolnwood. Goals by Udinski and Peyton Brown, and then three goals by Triton Park. And Travis Matthews, thank you so much for sitting in tonight. Did a fantastic job, and just kind of give me
your thoughts on what we just saw.
Yeah, I think it was just a total team effort from the Cavaliers. We talked about it during the broadcast, but there really wasn't anything to complain about if you're Tim Johnson. They looked good in the back. They got strong goalkeeping. Their midfield motors were running all night, and Udinski and Park up top are just hard to stop.
If Carlinville plays like that in the postseason, they will be a tough out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the distance that they can go in the postseason is up to them, really.
And as we look at Lincoln Wood, tough loss tonight, but it's one of those games, 5-0. It was a better ball game than that.
Yeah, it was. It was closer than the final score, I think. It's, you know, you're not going to be honest with you, the teams that they play, you're not going to see a lot of Triton Parks. I mean, you know, he was the difference in the second half, right? And so their style of play, how hard they play, how physical they play, that they're a hard team to play against. And I think they're going to, you know, continue to have success here in the rest of the season, and I like their chances against Teutopolis as well.
Does their style benefit them when they're playing a team like Teutopolis who doesn't know anything about them?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. It takes you the whole first half to figure out what's going on, and then you've got to make second half adjustments, and you just burn 40 minutes, you know, with your kids kind of helter-skelter running around trying to figure out what's going on.
Fantastic. So Carlinville wins it tonight over Lincolnwood, 5-0. The final. And Travis Matthews, I'll just give you one more opportunity to plug Impact FC.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Impact FC, and then ImpactFCIL.com for any information. But, you know, you can always just message us via Facebook, and our director, Jacob Jones, would be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Sounds great. Thanks to the Carlinville Soccer Boosters for their sponsorship of Soccer Tonight on WSMI, and great thanks to the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters Club as well. Without those two groups, we would not have been able to bring you high school soccer tonight on WSMI. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106, and you will be able to listen to this in a podcast as well at WSMIRadio.com. Your final one more time from Carlinville. The Cavaliers beat Lincolnwood 5-0. For Travis Matthews, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Carlinville.